Now, Teresa, how about this expression? I bet you've heard it. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting the results we have been getting.
It's time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Have you ever heard that before?
From your very lips.
And we went round and round and round in that one with our marriage for a long time,
didn't
we?
That's right. That's right.
We actually came into marriage thinking, you know, now I am looking for a wife who is going to be this and this and this. And you had some expectations about what are you going to get out of this marriage? And we were asking the wrong questions.
David and Teresa Ferguson. For tips on asking the right questions in marriage, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Well, listen to these words: impatient, insensitive, disrespectful, selfish. Not a pretty set of words, are they? Those are just some of the things I, in the last few weeks, have had to apologize for.
It's time for Great Commandment Radio, daily biblical practical how-tos for loving God and loving others as you love yourself, living out the greatest of all commandments, with your hosts David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Now, our focus all of this week has been on living in the present, so we start today's program with a pop quiz. In the last 24 hours, have you blown it? Have you sinned? Have you let someone down? Are you feeling a little guilty about it? Well, feelings of guilt are the natural byproduct of sin, because when we do something wrong, we should feel guilty. Appropriate feelings of guilt are actually a sign of spiritual and emotional health. If we sin and don't feel guilt, something is wrong. But the Bible says we are to confess our guilt, our sins, to God and to others. Why would we want to do that? And what does that have to do with emotional fitness? You'll find out on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Here are David and Teresa.
I've been insensitive at times. Had to confess it. I've been impatient. Had to confess it. I wasn't respectful in some of the decisions and choices I made with one of our coworkers. I was so self-focused in my it was actually my pity party over how bad I was feeling. But my selfishness came out in actually hurting another person. How about you? Do you sometimes walk through life and you realize, you know, I've blown it. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Or I should have said that. I should have done that. Today's program, we're talking about the experience of guilt. We all experience it. We sometimes call it conviction. The whispering Holy Spirit begins to say to us, that wasn't right.
You blew it.
You blew
it.
That's right. On today's Great Commandment Living program, we're focused on living in the present. We're talking about how it is that God has promised us abundance in the present, and yet our hearts can sometimes be robbed of that abundance through the painful emotions like hurt, like anger, like fear, and on today's program, like guilt. We're particularly going to be talking about God's antidote, His healing provision for guilt. And we might remind the listeners, Teresa, that, you know, what God says gets rid of anger. It's called forgiveness. That's how we heal anger. The way we get rid of fear is what's called perfect love. He and others entering into our lives to take initiative to really give reassuring truth. And guilt. Guilt is another kind of emotion. It's got another answer. Good provision that God has made for us called confession. But I think it's true, Teresa, it seems to be for you and I, that confession, it's one of those exercises that not many of us really like to do, do we?
It's hard to do.
It really is.
It is. David, in fact, the scripture verse that I want to use, it reminds us of how much sin we do have in our lives, because lots of times we do deceive ourselves and not want to confess those things. 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Woohoo! We can't even look at it.
Well, doesn't seem to be good news.
No,
almost,
it's not good
news.
But
it really is good news.
But then it says, what do I need to do with it? Once I own my sin, so to speak, 1 John 1:9 says this, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And that's what we want to do, is confess it. Why? As we were talking about the gentle, soft voice of God saying, you blew it, you blew it. We want to be able to continue to hear God. We want to be able to continue to hear God when we've committed those sins that we know that we need to confess. And if we don't, then that keeps us from hearing and being sensitive to his voice.
So a part of living in the present is to actually experience hearing him and that sense of direction and guidance he desires to give our lives. And yet too oftentimes we're robbed of that because our hearts are filled with guilt. Those regrets of yesterday, of what I shouldn't have done, what I wished I hadn't have done.
I hope it wasn't yesteryear that you confessed.
Yeah,
if
right.
If it's, that's too long ago.
That is a question we sometimes ask. How long has it been
that's
since
right.
out of your mouth have come the words, that was wrong of me? And sometimes when we hear people say, you know, well, back in 84, I think I did that. We know they're not in good emotional fitness. They're not in good emotional shape because they're carrying around things inside of them. How about you? How long has it been since you have agreed with God and shared that confession with someone you've hurt? How long has it been since those words have come out of your mouth? It's really been wrong of me to be impatient. It was wrong of me to be insensitive and really miss where your heart was really hurting. It was really wrong of me to not respect your part in this decision. How long has it been since those words have come out of your mouth? Maybe that's been too long. Great Commandment Radio today, we want to explore God's provision for healing guilt. You'll find at our website, greatcommandment.net, free download called Living in the Present, practical and biblical principles of how you and I can walk out the abundance that God has promised, allowing us to enter into his presence and to hear his voice. Agreeing with God over some of the things we wished we hadn't have done, hadn't have said, or some of those things we needed to have said, we needed to have done. Freedom from guilt. You'll also find at our website and by calling 800-881-8008, the resource for the week. It's entitled Emotional Fitness. We'd love to pass that along to you. Teresa, as I think more and more about this idea of emotional fitness as we've been talking about this week, and the idea of what heals guilt is confession, really is true that I'm not sure any of us just gets excited about confessing.
Oh, that is, it is really hard owning the truth that you were wrong.
Yeah, and I just imagine that you can't identify with this, but for me, it's kind of like, just imagine, could I ever imagine my fondest dreams getting excited about going to the gym to exercise? That would never happen. I mean, it's like, I'm going to avoid that like the plague. And I think that's how most of us react to confession. There's something inside of us that just almost stutter when it comes to, I was wrong. You know, it's just hard to say those words.
Or justify our actions, the reason why we did it, so we don't have to confess.
Yeah, that's right. How about you? Do you sometimes live in that world of justification? I wish I hadn't have said that, or I wouldn't have said that if you hadn't have said this. I wouldn't have done that if you hadn't have done this, and I'd be better at that if you'd be better at that. That's the avoidance of dealing with the truth of confession. We're glad you've joined us today. In our teaching segment, we're going to focus very specifically on confession in two directions. Not only do we have to be challenged to confess, but we've got to be confessing two directions.
It's a double whammy.
It really is. Both to God and then to those we have hurt. We're glad you joined us today as we exercise our hearts unto life abundantly. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. We hope you'll take the time to find out more about Intimate Life Ministries. For example, our Galatians 6:6 retreats, getaways for ministers and their spouses, for our ministry to church leadership and to churches, and especially our ministry and resources for people just like you and me, single adults and families and marriages and much, much more. All at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net, where we also want you to download today's free handout on living in the present in a sin-filled and guilt-filled world. How to live in the present and how to confess and resolve guilt and sin in our lives and relationships. There you can also order the Emotional Fitness Workbook. You'll find out more about that as we go to an Emotional Fitness Workshop in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio. Anyway, visit our website, GreatCommandment.net. That's www.GreatCommandment.net, or call toll free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Guilt and what you can do with it is coming up next on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Are you asking the wrong question concerning your marriage partner?
It's time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Am I getting all the wife I'm supposed to be getting? Is she doing all the things all the textbooks say she's supposed to be doing? In other words, I could go to those bookstores, I'd get those Christian books on marriage, and I'd be looking at, I don't think I ever turned first to what the husband was supposed to be doing in those books, honey.
Amazing.
I would turn over to what the wife was supposed to be doing, and I'm reading there, and I'm just kind of running my mind through this little checklist.
Nope, not this one, not this one. Ain't got this one either.
David and Teresa Ferguson. For tips on asking the right questions in marriage, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Thank you.
welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. How to live in the present. And today, how to deal with guilt. Living in the present so we can hear God and what He has to say about our guilt. In just a second, we're going to take you into an Intimate Life Ministries conference, an emotional fitness workshop with Dr. David Ferguson. But first, a quick reminder, you can order the workbook that all of the attendees to this workshop had right in front of them. Fill in the blanks and questions and discussions and much, much more. It's the Emotional Fitness Workbook. You can order it through our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, or call toll free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Your guilt, it's between you and God. What are you going to do with it? Let's go to that workshop with Dr. Ferguson.
I still remember the day that I sat in a church study, having been that morning been very insensitive to my wife. She making these repeated trips back and forth to the house, the car, bringing out dry cleaning that need to go in, bringing out children's lunches, bringing out a car seat for our son putting in the car seat, bringing our daughters putting in the car. She's made 5 or 6 trips back and forth to the house, the car. Never once does her oblivious, selfish husband even think to help her. In fact, I remember sitting there early in our marriage wondering, if she doesn't hurry, I'm going to honk the horn. So some of you can be rejoicing in the journey that maybe your spouse has made along the way, that maybe they've not been quite as oblivious as I have. As I made that journey that morning to work, when you realize you've blown it, you've messed up in some way, don't you kind of hope the other person will kind of jump on you and retaliate? Because if they do, you can kind of rationalize why you did it, right? I was kind of hoping my wife would kind of jump on me, complain, and I could say, well, the reason I do that, she nagged me all the time or something. She was nice. She talked about lunch plans, weekend plans. I thought we had forfeited all of that. I got to the church that day burning coal of fire on my head. Now, again, the place I'm going to work is ministering to church. Yeah, we're going to lead the people of God well here, aren't we? Inside of me, the Spirit of God puts his finger on guilt inside of me. And the Holy Spirit says, no, David, can I give you the word? It's called selfish. Don't you hate it when He changes things on you like that? I mean, you're living in this world of rationalizing, and He shows up and He ministers truth. And He says, no, David, you're selfish. And I sat there, and I want you to listen to me. I actually uttered the words out loud that I had done for 15 years, something along these lines. You're right, God, that was wrong of me. And I thought that was confession. Can I say this to you? We cheapen confession when we make it an issue of simply intellectual agreement that something is wrong. I had done that for many years. You're right, God, that was wrong of me. Where God has got to get us to is a brokenness and contriteness of heart. Until confession sorrows your heart, you have not confessed. I sat there that day and I knew the word, knew the verses that used the word homologeo, to say the same, to confess. And that quickly, the Holy Spirit says, as I utter the words, you're right, God, that was wrong of me, the Holy Spirit says, David, do you really want to confess? As if to say, and that wasn't it. Do you really want to say, here's what confession is, saying what God says. And I sat there that day, and that thought hit my heart. David, do you want to say what I say about your selfishness? And before I could answer, the Spirit said this, I say that your selfishness killed my son. I didn't want to think that truth, because when I thought it, it broke my heart.
Emotional fitness exercises for resolving guilt. It's coming up next with David and Teresa on Great Commandment Radio. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. you can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. We often encourage you to have a marriage staff meeting, but what do you put on the agenda?
Plan goals. Talk about the kids and what's going to happen to them. Look at our schedules. What's coming up that we need to be wary of? Even in those difficult conversations that maybe we weren't able to get through, you know, say, hold them. Let's put them on hold because I want to talk to you about this on Thursday. And then be able to pray, God, really prepare me with words and thoughts so that I can share this in a constructive, edifying way. And this was a good time for us to be able to really start communicating on some levels that we hadn't had before.
David and Teresa from Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on a never alone marriage, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Well, in our closing segment together, we're going to face some of that dreaded exercise, Teresa. We're going to talk about some of those critical steps in confession. First of all, I know it helps me, and sometimes you help me do this, I think, and that is to kind of make a list of some of the ways in which I have hurt you or others. In other words, that challenge to say, let's start being specific. We can't confess in those generalities. You and I tried that for a while. You know, if there's anything I've done to hurt you, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That never worked.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get specific. What are some of those things that you have a sense of guilt about? Maybe recently or in the past, maybe the distant past. I really do regret being impatient, insensitive, disrespectful, selfish, unsupportive with the children, or unsupportive in our finances. I really regret some of my wrong priorities. I put too much energy, time, and priority into things rather than people. Begin to get a sense of the Holy Spirit speaking softly to you about some of those things that you might need to confess. And then, secondly, we've got to experience 1 John 1:9, like you talked about, Teresa. We've got to really confess those first to God. And there's a great promise in that verse that if we would confess, we find something happens on his end. And what is that?
That he's faithful. You know, that's the condition. If we confess, then he's going to be faithful and just, and he will forgive us and purify us from that unrighteousness, that sin.
And imagine what that can do to your heart. He purifies us, forgives us. The word we sometimes use is he justifies us. And a beautiful way to understand that word is he looks at you just as if you never sinned. That's amazing. Grateful impact. Your heart's being exercised now by gratitude. The gratitude that he now, as you acknowledge that to him, is going to look on you, cleanse you, forgive you, and see you as if you never sinned. That's pretty amazing.
It is very amazing. And it should bring our hearts to a point of gratefulness. And that's almost part of the exercises. We confess and we experience that gratefulness. That muscle has been used, and that prompts us next time to want to do it again because of the gratefulness that he has already forgiven us.
And so I want you to imagine, again, our hearts are being exercised, freed of guilt, experiencing gratitude that he has forgiven us. And then we're ready for the other verse that's important for us to experience in God's plan of getting rid of guilt, not only confession to God, but at times confession to other people.
This is in James 5:16. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Haven't you been in this situation where you have been maybe out in public at the grocery store? And invariably, when you're in a hurry, Murphy's Law has it that you will get the checkout checkout line where it's a trainee. And you get up there and you're impatient and maybe you're not as kind as you need to be. I've had times where I have heard God's voice say, Teresa, you need to tell that person how sorry you are that you haven't been patient with them. Mm-hmm. And just that, just hearing God in that very, very small way prepares us or strengthens us to hear God in every way. It's like that still small voice. Listen to it, obey it, confess it, do what you need to so that we can continue to be sensitive. And that emotional strength again is strengthened as we're sensitive to his voice to confess in all times, in all ways.
Yes. Well, how about some homework exercise? How about between now and the time you join us tomorrow, you just let the Lord speak to you about some of those things that might need to be confessed to him. Then faithful, you'll find him to forgive you, touch your heart with gratitude, and then maybe God leads you to a person in your life, maybe at the checkout stand. Maybe it's one of your own children, some coworker, friend, spouse, with the simple words, hey, I was listening to the radio program today. Yeah, I heard them talk about being impatient or insensitive, about being selfish or unsupportive, about wrong priorities. And I was reminded that I've hurt you with my impatience or insensitivity. That really was wrong. Will you forgive me? Let's confess and see if we don't hear God in a fresh way. That sense of his leading and guiding, speaking to our hearts in a fresh way as we put away the guilt that so easily accumulates in this life. A world of tribulation, a fallen world where we sometimes react, don't react, say, don't say, do and don't do those things that are going to wound us and steal from us the joy.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Now, we don't want to put you on an unnecessary guilt trip, but we do want to find a way to motivate you to visit our website for today's free download, Biblical Practical How-To's for Living in the Present as God Intended, and for information on the Emotional Fitness Workbook. When we think of fitness, we think of diet and exercise. We often don't think of our emotional side, but God has created us as emotional beings. Emotional Fitness, the workbook, you can order it at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net, or call our toll-free number 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008, and find out about our Great Commandment Network of Churches, a church home near you, or how to get your church involved, a place of emotional fitness for families in your community. That's the Great Commandment Network of Churches, resources, today's free download, the Emotional Fitness Workbook, and much, much more. Go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. And be sure to visit us for tomorrow's edition of Great Commandment Radio.
And I'm sitting in that car, and the thought that went through my heart was, I blew it. I knew I made the wrong decision. I should have known that this traffic was going to be backed up like that. That's condemnation.